글쎄요. 자주 나오는 한 가지 이야기는 아름다움의 상실입니다.
Well, one narrative that you hear a lot about is the loss of beauty. Well, one narrative that you hear a lot about is the loss of beauty. Well, one narrative that you hear a lot about is the loss of beauty. Well, one narrative that you hear a lot about is the loss of beauty.
Just you walk around a city, everything is concrete and glass. Just you walk around a city, everything is concrete and glass. Just you walk around a city, everything is concrete and glass. Just you walk around a city, everything is concrete and glass.
그냥 직선뿐입니다.
It's all just straight lines. It's all just straight lines. It's all just straight lines. It's all just straight lines.
가구일 같은 게 없고 파리의 가로등을 봐도 아름답지 않습니다.
You don't get those like gargoyles or bee, you know. You just look at a lamp post from Paris and it's beautiful. You don't get those like gargoyles or bee, you know. You just look at a lamp post from Paris and it's beautiful. You don't get those like gargoyles or bee, you know. You just look at a lamp post from Paris and it's beautiful. You don't get those like gargoyles or bee, you know. You just look at a lamp post from Paris and it's beautiful.
파리의 가로등에는 조각품이 있지만 현대 미국 도시의 불빛은 그냥 현대식의 밋밋하고 회색의 끔찍한 것들입니다.
It's got sculptures and then you go to a modern American city and our lights are just these modern bland gray abominations. It's got sculptures and then you go to a modern American city and our lights are just these modern bland gray abominations. It's got sculptures and then you go to a modern American city and our lights are just these modern bland gray abominations. It's got sculptures and then you go to a modern American city and our lights are just these modern bland gray abominations.
중세 시대에 그들이 한동안 아름다움을 거부하는 시기가 있었나요?
Was there ever a period in the Middle Ages where they kind of rejected beauty for a while? Was there ever a period in the Middle Ages where they kind of rejected beauty for a while? Was there ever a period in the Middle Ages where they kind of rejected beauty for a while? Was there ever a period in the Middle Ages where they kind of rejected beauty for a while?
그런 시기들이 있었어요. 특히 중세 세계에서 어디에 있는지에 따라 다르지만요.
Well, there were periods, especially, well, depends on where you are in the medieval world. Well, there were periods, especially, well, depends on where you are in the medieval world. Well, there were periods, especially, well, depends on where you are in the medieval world. Well, there were periods, especially, well, depends on where you are in the medieval world.
하지만 동쪽으로 좀 더 가면 비잔틴 제국이었던 지역 같은 곳에서 그런 시기들이 있었어요.
But there were periods like if you go east a little bit to like what would have been the Byzantine Empire. But there were periods like if you go east a little bit to like what would have been the Byzantine Empire. But there were periods like if you go east a little bit to like what would have been the Byzantine Empire. But there were periods like if you go east a little bit to like what would have been the Byzantine Empire.
오늘날의 터키와 그 너머 조금까지로 중세 시대의 어느 시점에 따라 확장되거나 축소되었던 것 같습니다.
So kind of like modern-day Turkey and a little bit beyond that, depending on what part of the medieval period it kind of expanded and contracted. So kind of like modern-day Turkey and a little bit beyond that, depending on what part of the medieval period it kind of expanded and contracted. So kind of like modern-day Turkey and a little bit beyond that, depending on what part of the medieval period it kind of expanded and contracted. So kind of like modern-day Turkey and a little bit beyond that, depending on what part of the medieval period it kind of expanded and contracted.
But
there was a large-scale process called iconoclasm during sort of like the medieval period where any kind of Christian art imagery, beautiful architecture in a church, anything like that was seen as basically idol worship that you know if I have a beautiful painting of Jesus and I have too much of an attachment to it, I'm actually worshipping that painting as God instead of using it to lift my mind and my heart up to God. But there was a large-scale process called iconoclasm during sort of like the medieval period where any kind of Christian art imagery, beautiful architecture in a church, anything like that was seen as basically idol worship that you know if I have a beautiful painting of Jesus and I have too much of an attachment to it, I'm actually worshipping that painting as God instead of using it to lift my mind and my heart up to God. But there was a large-scale process called iconoclasm during sort of like the medieval period where any kind of Christian art imagery, beautiful architecture in a church, anything like that was seen as basically idol worship that you know if I have a beautiful painting of Jesus and I have too much of an attachment to it, I'm actually worshipping that painting as God instead of using it to lift my mind and my heart up to God. But there was a large-scale process called iconoclasm during sort of like the medieval period where any kind of Christian art imagery, beautiful architecture in a church, anything like that was seen as basically idol worship that you know if I have a beautiful painting of Jesus and I have too much of an attachment to it, I'm actually worshipping that painting as God instead of using it to lift my mind and my heart up to God.
이것은 특히 서방 기독교와 동방 기독교 사이에서 큰 논쟁이 되었어요.
And this ended up being a huge debate, especially between Western and Eastern Christianity. And this ended up being a huge debate, especially between Western and Eastern Christianity. And this ended up being a huge debate, especially between Western and Eastern Christianity. And this ended up being a huge debate, especially between Western and Eastern Christianity.
서방 가톨릭 교회는 절대 이 견해를 받아들이지 않았습니다.
The Western Catholic Church never accepted this view. The Western Catholic Church never accepted this view. The Western Catholic Church never accepted this view. The Western Catholic Church never accepted this view.
비잔틴 제국에서는 위에서 강압적으로 내려온 것이지만 일반 신자들은 여전히 자신들의 성상을 소중히 여겼어요.
It was kind of forced down from above in the Byzantine Empire, but the average person still held on to their icons. It was kind of forced down from above in the Byzantine Empire, but the average person still held on to their icons. It was kind of forced down from above in the Byzantine Empire, but the average person still held on to their icons. It was kind of forced down from above in the Byzantine Empire, but the average person still held on to their icons.
사람들은 자신들의 성상을 갖는 것을 좋아했어요.
People loved having their icons. People loved having their icons. People loved having their icons. People loved having their icons.
하지만 그것은 일종이야. 중세 유럽의 대부분의 아름다움은 기독교 관점, 기독교 미술에서 나왔거든요.
But it was kind of this stripping of the, you know, most of the beauty of medieval Europe came from like a Christian perspective, Christian art. But it was kind of this stripping of the, you know, most of the beauty of medieval Europe came from like a Christian perspective, Christian art. But it was kind of this stripping of the, you know, most of the beauty of medieval Europe came from like a Christian perspective, Christian art. But it was kind of this stripping of the, you know, most of the beauty of medieval Europe came from like a Christian perspective, Christian art.
Renaissance 시대에도 미켈란젤로의 다윗상 같은 위대한 르네상스 미술 작품들은 대부분 성서적이에요.
Even in the Renaissance, all the great Renaissance artworks, usually like Michelangelo's David, is biblical. Even in the Renaissance, all the great Renaissance artworks, usually like Michelangelo's David, is biblical. Even in the Renaissance, all the great Renaissance artworks, usually like Michelangelo's David, is biblical. Even in the Renaissance, all the great Renaissance artworks, usually like Michelangelo's David, is biblical.
피에타는 마리아와 예수입니다.
The Pietà is Mary and Jesus. The Pietà is Mary and Jesus. The Pietà is Mary and Jesus. The Pietà is Mary and Jesus.
이런 위대한 작품들은 보통 성서적 성격을 가지고 있으며 중세 시대에도 그랬어요.
These kind of great works, they are usually biblical in nature, and that's how it was in the Middle Ages. These kind of great works, they are usually biblical in nature, and that's how it was in the Middle Ages. These kind of great works, they are usually biblical in nature, and that's how it was in the Middle Ages. These kind of great works, they are usually biblical in nature, and that's how it was in the Middle Ages.
그것이 수백 년 동안 모든 그러한 아름다움을 벗겨낸 거죠.
And it kind of stripped away all that for a few hundred years. And it kind of stripped away all that for a few hundred years. And it kind of stripped away all that for a few hundred years. And it kind of stripped away all that for a few hundred years.
그리고 그뿐만 아니라 그것은 알렉산드리아 도서관의 소각 같은 역사적 시기 중 하나예요.
And not only that, but it's sort of one of those historical time periods like the burning of the Library of Alexandria. And not only that, but it's sort of one of those historical time periods like the burning of the Library of Alexandria. And not only that, but it's sort of one of those historical time periods like the burning of the Library of Alexandria. And not only that, but it's sort of one of those historical time periods like the burning of the Library of Alexandria.
널리 알려지지는 않았지만 그 시대에 너무 많은 것들이 파괴되어서 거의 모든 아름다운 비잔틴 성상화들로 인해 마음이 아플 정도입니다.
It's less commonly known, but it's like so much was destroyed during that time period that it almost makes your heart ache like all that beautiful Byzantine iconography. It's less commonly known, but it's like so much was destroyed during that time period that it almost makes your heart ache like all that beautiful Byzantine iconography. It's less commonly known, but it's like so much was destroyed during that time period that it almost makes your heart ache like all that beautiful Byzantine iconography. It's less commonly known, but it's like so much was destroyed during that time period that it almost makes your heart ache like all that beautiful Byzantine iconography.
사실 후기 중세, 아마도 초기 르네상스라고 할 수 있겠지만, 르네상스는 역사적 시기라기보다는 예술적이고 문화적인 운동이라고 할 수 있어서 역사적 시기로 정의하기가 좀 어렵습니다.
Actually in the late Middle Ages, I guess, what we could say like early Renaissance, although the Renaissance more so like an artistic and cultural movement as opposed to like a real, it's sort of difficult to define it as a historical period. Actually in the late Middle Ages, I guess, what we could say like early Renaissance, although the Renaissance more so like an artistic and cultural movement as opposed to like a real, it's sort of difficult to define it as a historical period. Actually in the late Middle Ages, I guess, what we could say like early Renaissance, although the Renaissance more so like an artistic and cultural movement as opposed to like a real, it's sort of difficult to define it as a historical period. Actually in the late Middle Ages, I guess, what we could say like early Renaissance, although the Renaissance more so like an artistic and cultural movement as opposed to like a real, it's sort of difficult to define it as a historical period.
But as the Reformation is happening, we can even look at England. But as the Reformation is happening, we can even look at England. But as the Reformation is happening, we can even look at England. But as the Reformation is happening, we can even look at England.
중세 가톨릭 미술 양식인 화려한 큰 대성당, 스테인드 글라스, 동상, 벽화, 밝은 색깔 같은 것들에서 더 단순화해야 한다는 성상 파괴주의와 같은 개념으로의 전환입니다.
It's a transition from the medieval Catholic art style of like ornate big cathedrals, stained glass, statues, murals, bright colors, all these things to a more it's sort of the same idea of iconoclasm, of we need to simplify. It's a transition from the medieval Catholic art style of like ornate big cathedrals, stained glass, statues, murals, bright colors, all these things to a more it's sort of the same idea of iconoclasm, of we need to simplify. It's a transition from the medieval Catholic art style of like ornate big cathedrals, stained glass, statues, murals, bright colors, all these things to a more it's sort of the same idea of iconoclasm, of we need to simplify. It's a transition from the medieval Catholic art style of like ornate big cathedrals, stained glass, statues, murals, bright colors, all these things to a more it's sort of the same idea of iconoclasm, of we need to simplify.
이러한 것들이 사람들을 하나님으로부터 멀어지게 하고 있습니다.
These things are pulling people away from God. These things are pulling people away from God. These things are pulling people away from God. These things are pulling people away from God.